things up.
So I'm thinking, why don't we just give up on guest speakers?
We will. Okay, we're thinking one next week. We're thinking of two guest speakers next week.
So we said that last time.
I know.
Okay, guys, mainly, we're just not going to tell you if we have a guest speaker, yeah. And then it'll just be, like, a surprise, because we don't know why our friends keep canceling and forgetting us.
I mean, this is a great podcast, right, guys? Right? Right?
Nudge, nudge.
Okay, so, two things, lawyers, don't kill us, we love you, but just don't kill us.
Yeah.
We don't own Harry Potter.
At all. We may be the coolest fans of all, cough, 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 but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And secondly, I'm probably going to say this for the last time. It's nearly Christmas. If you haven't gone out and read Half-Blood Prince, go read it. This is just sad, guys. Half a year. Go read it. Go.
Has it been? No, July.
Nearly half a year.
July to August, September, October, November, December. Okay, next month.
Nearly half a year. Okay, so we have our Goblet of Fire update.
Which has grossed...
Goblet of Fire. Goblet of Fire has grossed...
200 million, 20... Wait, I said that wrong.
200... Okay.
229 million, $266,716. Until I go see it again tomorrow, in which it'll be more than that.
In 3 weeks, guys.
Yeah, isn't that, like, freaking awesome? It's at the top.
For those of you who can do the math, that's, like, 80 million a week. I mean, even... okay, I was gonna say something, but it would get to the political arena, and we don't want to do that.
Oh.
So, our topic for...
We don't have a topic. What should be our topic?
Okay, we're making this up on the fly. Okay, first let's do our challenge of the week. Okay, you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and we're actually going to have, like, this Christmas podcast.
Special
podcast. So you have two whole weeks to do. What you have to do is you have to take a Christmas carol, then you have to make it Harry Potterized.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I'm so going to do that to Jingle Bells. Or, like, any holiday song.
Any holiday song.
Like, let it snow, let it snow, let it... I've heard that song way too many times.
Yeah, so, you know, Christmas around the corner, you make your own... You write your own Harry Potter-related Christmas carol, along the lines of an already existing Christmas carol, and, you know, maybe you can hear us horribly sing it, or we'll post it on our website, or we'll read it out loud, or we'll do something with it.
Yeah, probably just post it on there, because we're horrible singers. As you just witnessed by me.
So... Yeah, that's
our transcripts. Transcripts.
Yeah,
should
we
be
promised,
posted soon.
Yeah, we promised we'd have transcripts on our website.
Our cool little person Dana is doing them for us because
we
don't have time.
Yeah, we really don't have time.
Especially with exams right around
the
corner.
Speaking of not having time, we're having winter break, which is okay. So we're doing a podcast on the 24th and the podcast on the 31st,
which is like a week difference.
Yeah, the only reason is because we have breaks, and after that, our exams kick in.
Which, yeah, in January, there will be no podcast. We have to pass our exams.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we can't buy more equipment and make this podcast even better.
Yeah, you know. Okay, so you can send us, like, good luck charms for our exams. Maybe we'll have one, like, at the end of January when all exams are
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, we'll tell you. They'll be over by, like, January 25th or something like that.
Yeah, I don't really know. We don't know.
So
because the exam schedule changed this year.
Yeah.
They're normally in December, but oh, look, it's in January this time, so you get to worry about it over winter break.
I know! Okay.
Stupid superintendent.
Okay. So, our topic of the week is going to be Hogwarts.
Like, in general.
Like, what's going to happen to it in the future, secrets of Hogwarts.
If it's ever going to close. I seriously doubt it.
Yeah, Hogwarts is, like, too much of a main theme in the books and the movies to ever be closed.
Yeah. Who do you think let me try that again. Who do you think is going to be the next headmaster?
I really don't think Hogwarts is going to reopen as a school until after the war is over.
Okay. After the war is over, who do you think the headmaster is going to be? I don't think McGonagall wants to do it or is fit to do it.
McGonagall's an awesome witch.
Oh,
and we're not undermining her here, but yeah, I agree. Like, she's not, like, the headmaster type.
Yeah, she's more a teacher.
Lupin should be headmaster.
No, he shouldn't. He needs to be a book writer. Because, you know, no one likes him anyways. So if you let me... No, I was talking about the wizarding population.
Okay.
No one likes werewolves.
Okay.
Except me and, you know, normal Harry Potter fans. Anyways. But, like, I read this fic where because he couldn't teach because all the parents were afraid of him and no one would give him a job, that he wrote a book under an alias name. What's it called?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's some big, long word. And, like, his book actually sold because no one knew it was Luke. that's what I think he should do.
Yeah,
plus,
job.
If he's a book writer, then he could take care of Harry.
Yeah, I guess. You know, he'd actually have a source of income.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, we just ate pizza and I got stuff, something, I got something on my shirt.
Well, since you asked the question, who do you think should be headmaster or headmistress?
A new character. Like, they've had some really crappy headmasters in the past, and has there ever been headmistress?
Yeah.
Who?
Dilly Sterwit. The healer witch. She was a healer and the headmaster.
I thought that was a guy. Oops. My bad. Okay, anyways, I mean, a new character definitely. Oh, sorry. Anyways, now that I'm back near the mic. Sorry, guys, I sat back. Anyways, I mean, Harry.
Harry. If he lives, that is.
Yeah, probably, I mean.
If he didn't, I wouldn't.
Arthur Weasley! Because he's obviously not had. What's it called? Minister of Magic!
Well, yeah. How Ron said that, you know, we've got as much chance of winning the World Cup as Dad has of becoming Minister of Magic.
Well, so how about Headmaster of Hogwarts?
Yeah, that would be plausible. I think it should be Neville.
After he graduates, of course.
Mm-hmm. It should be Neville. Because Neville's so awesome like that.
Yeah, he just is. I thought it was really funny when he came in and Harry was like half asleep.
And Neville just like comes in waltz. Like, anyways.
Yeah, that's funny.
We've seen the movies twice and we're shooting for more times because we want to break our personal records.
Yeah, Shreja has seen a movie 3 times. I saw a movie 5 times, which means I have to go see Goblet of Fire 6 times.
Because it's the best movie ever.
No.
Harry Potter movie ever.
Best Harry Potter movie ever. We have to specify. I mean, not that I love Pirates of the Caribbean more than Harry Potter or anything. No. I mean, Harry Potter is my favorite. Harry Potter books are my favorite, but movies, I'm sorry, the books are always better.
Yeah. So, I really don't think there's a case where the books are better than movies.
Except when a book's made from the movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
the books turn out really junky.
Yeah. Anyways, let's see what else. So, I think Hogwarts should be bigger.
Really, expansion project. Woohoo!
I made an expansion project in my fic. Not that I added 2 bedrooms right now.
No,
never.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the headquarters of the Order of the Phoenix. Who's getting off topic. Anyways.
Man, it doesn't matter. We don't really have a
Okay. Who do you think is going to be the head... Who do you think should be the leader of the Order of the Phoenix?
Well, Sirius is dead.
Lupin's a werewolf.
Yeah. Well, Lupin, he could be...
Well, since the Order of the Phoenix is undercover anyways.
It should probably be, like, a joint...
Moody and McGonagall.
A joint leadership. I'm forgetting my vocabulary today. Really
dual leadership.
Dual leadership between Lupin. Well, see, if Severus is on the good side, he would be a good leader.
Yeah, he would.
Just because everyone hates him.
But the thing with him being leader, wouldn't he also hold the Fidelis charm? So when Voldemort.
Never mind. Screw him.
bad. Bad word. Bad word.
Sorry.
Okay.
We'll fix it.
Okay. Yeah. So I think Lupin and, like, Moody or McGonagall or something like
Moody.
That.
Moody. Moody and McGonagall.
What I said at the beginning.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. I think... I was reading some book over again the other day, and I realized something. Dumbledore's knocker is a griffin. So it's like Griffin knocking on the door, Griffin.
That's kind of cool. Griffin. Oh, that's funny.
We can only assume that Dumbledore was Gryffindor. I think Ron said he was.
Yeah, he was. And he was a transfiguration teacher. Of course, mm-hmm. Everyone knows that.
But what else about Hogwarts? I think the passages should be, like, more well-known.
Well, then what would make them secret?
Because they wouldn't be secret, that was the point. Because if everybody knew about them, then the Death Eaters couldn't get into them. And I'm betting you Snape and Wormtail know a couple of those.
A couple?
Okay, all.
You know Wormtail knows about all of them.
Yeah. So, like, if the passages were made, like, not secret, I bet.
Yeah, that might help. Like,
yeah.
Probably for the war, like, Wormtail probably knows about them. So if we can just kill off Wormtail, maybe he hasn't told Voldemort.
Yeah. But really, I really don't think Wormtail has a chance of coming back to the good side. He can stay with Voldemort and rot.
Well, he is evil, but once again, I read this fic where Wormtail sacrificed his life for Sirius so Sirius didn't die.
Ooh, I like.
Like at the end of the Order of the Phoenix, so Sirius was still alive. Of course, that didn't happen. Stupid Joe.
No, not Joe. Sorry, we love you. We do. Okay, without Joe, there would be no podcast, okay?
Very true.
But still,
Sirius should not die.
Okay. Oh, and if you guys were wondering what the little playing with the volume thing was at the beginning, that was Blair playing with the volume.
Oh, yeah, at the very beginning, how it goes, da-da-da, da-da-da. That was me trying to make you deaf.
But if you were deaf, you could not listen to our podcast.
You just read transcripts.
Yes, okay.
Anyways, getting back on topic.
Hogwarts. I think, you know the best defense of Hogwarts? Peeves. Like, if a Death Eater walked into Hogwarts, Peeves would raise, like, the ground. He would be awesome.
Yeah, Peeves is, like, totally awesome. Just because, like, he's so annoying, but he knows exactly how to get on your nerves.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. What I was trying to say is that he would raise hell. But
yeah, he totally did what Umbridge did. He rose total hell. And of course, we should get friend George back.
Yes.
I mean, with friend George being able to come up with all those,
yeah,
what's it called?
Their spouse. Yeah.
Like, if they could come up with that kind of stuff, maybe they could, like, the swamp. They could come up with
yeah, like
a
defenses.
Portable black hole.
Like defenses and stuff.
A black hole moat. That would be like totally awesome. Except for when someone would guard him. But then you can make a sucking black hole.
But then planes would get sucked in, and they'd have to explain to the Muggles.
Okay, magic related crap.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
We're gonna have to take out the unhappy language at the end.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Yeah, we'll end up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Hogwarts can be, and what I think they should do is the moving staircases. They should so totally keep that. It adds to the charm.
Yeah, I mean, when we started the topic, we thought we could change Hogwarts, but there's really nothing you can change. Except for, you know, when the directors just happen to change the geography of the grounds at Hogwarts, and, oh, look, it's sloping like it's supposed to be. But, I mean, they were on a tighter budget because it was the first two.
Yeah.
Ever since the third one came out, they got a...
Ever since the fourth one came out, and...
Warner Brothers has made some money, let me tell you. If I can make that much, whew.
Seriously. Like, we spent, like, $26-$27 on watching the movies.
Well, anything Goblet of Fire movie related, you have to count the shirts, the paint, my shirt,
the paint.
My nice little things in my hair, flags, that my cousins wouldn't let me wear when I was supposed to. I was supposed to go see it with them. They would have let me warm anyways. It's okay.
Yeah, so you can't really change Hogwarts. Like, Hogwarts is like one of those rocks in Harry's life. Mm-hmm. I mean, he thought Dumbledore was a rock. He thought Dumbledore was a rock. He thought Sirius was a rock. And, you know, those rocks kind of evaporated or got killed. But Hogwarts really is a rock.
Yeah.
You know how Harry refers to Hogwarts? This is home? Totally. It works.
Yeah. He'll always be able to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Draco's able to come back, too.
But, of course, no. Okay. So, we did get an emailed prompt, and from Dana, of course. Okay.
Our special little Dana person that we love.
Very, very much. If half the people out there, or half the people listening to this, emailed us, we'd be really happy. You know that?
Yeah, and we can tell you're listening.
Yeah. You know why?
Because we have these nice little thing called stats.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed, like, at the end of November, our stats went up, and they stayed up, and they're up. I don't know why we're not getting any more emails. Because if there are no emails, there is no podcast. You know that?
Even if you think this podcast is stupid, email us.
And we're not going to waste our time doing this. Even though we love doing this.
We do? Oh, yeah, of course we do. I'm kidding. Yes, it is fun.
Yeah. But
Trisha just punched me. I'll punch you back, man.
No violence, children. Violence is bad. Except against Voldemort. You can, like, hit and punch Voldemort all you want. But generally, violence is bad.
Yeah, kick him all you want. What else? What else can we talk about?
Okay, so Dana emailing us, her thing, her prompt was to talk about, basically... Okay, for you guys who didn't understand what we just laughed about, it's a bit more adult, and we'll put it at the very end, okay?
No, we won't. We can just edit out, like...
No, we're gonna laugh, okay?
We can edit out everything but the laugh.
No. Okay. So, Dana's topic was to discuss recurring themes in Harry Potter. Like, stuff that pops up again and again. And might be important in the seventh book.
Creatures being bad and good at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Aragorn.
Yeah.
And friends. Centaurs in general.
Yeah. Like in the first book, centaurs were good, and then... In the fifth book, centaurs...
Spiders? Why do we have to follow the spiders? Why couldn't we follow the butterflies?
You tell those spiders, Ron. Anyways.
The spiders, they want me to tap dance. I don't want to tap dance. You tell those spiders, Ron.
Okay, you didn't need to listen to that.
No, that's okay.
Recurring themes. I think one of my favorite recurring themes is how Harry or Ron is always like, well, you can apparate in, or you can summon in, or you can, like, do stuff in. Then Hermione's like,
you can't
apparate in or out of Hogwarts, Ron. How many times do I have to tell you that? It's in Hogwarts, a history. Okay, that was my bad British accent right there.
Yeah, I think her voice just went a little high.
Okay. So I think that's a pretty recurring theme, that you can't apparate inside Hogwarts.
But they never said that you can't apparate from one spot in Hogwarts to another spot in Hogwarts.
What's apparating inside Hogwarts?
No. Like, you're in Hogwarts to begin with, and you apparate from one end to the other.
Blair's drawing me a diagram.
Yes, I am. But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's possible.
Well, maybe that's how they'll change Hogwarts. Because it's pretty big, and you know, like, if anybody new who's never been to Hogwarts, like, comes in and they want to get around, maybe you know. Or you know how, like, in the sixth book, how Snape or somebody put up the shield you could only pass if you had a dark mark. Maybe they'll put, like, an apparating shield around that.
No, you couldn't pass if you had a dark mark.
You couldn't pass. No, you could pass if you had a dark mark, because that's how they got up to the tower, remember?
Oh, what's up? Wrong time.
So, I was thinking that maybe Hogwarts would have an anti-apparition shield. Like, if you didn't have a dark mark, you could apparate inside Hogwarts. Ooh!
My screensaver came up, and it just happened to be a Lord of the Rings, that character that Twitter just loves. Aragorn.
So,
getting back to Harry Potter.
So, yeah, I think they're going to put up a shield that'll stop dark mark people from entering. Except for, Snape might be an exception. Well, we don't know.
They'll figure out some way to classify.
Yeah.
I really want to know if Severus is evil.
I know. We're not talking about Snape. Okay. Anyways, more recurring themes.
Sorry.
Recurring
themes.
House elves. Like, I think house elves are, like... I think house elves are the exact opposite of what they're first viewed as. Like, Harry first thinks Dobby is this, like, annoying little pipsqueak. He just apparates into his room, and...
He is an annoying little pipsqueak, but he's also very helpful.
And then, like, later on, he becomes helpful.
Harry.
And then Harry's, like, pretty indifferent towards creature. He's, like, oh, this crazy, pure-blood house elf. And, like, the end, he's like, creature, die.
Yeah, it's not house elves in general. It depends on the house elf.
Yeah. Well, what other house elves do we know? Winky. But she's not really a main character.
No, Dobby is good.
Creature is bad.
Right, so it depends on the house elf.
Yeah, I guess. Like, what other recurring themes?
Or, like, what house they're in.
Yeah. Well, Dobby was in the Malfoys, and he was a good house elf. Wouldn't it be awesome to be Dobby? No, what? Never mind.
No, not really. I want everyone to become an animagus.
Yeah.
I know that's a totally random thought, but... Yeah,
okay.
I read a fic where it was really cool.
Back to themes.
Sorry. Recurring themes.
The number 7. But that's understandable, because it's the most magical number! Gasp. Like, you know, there are 7 Weasley kids, the number on Harry Potter's Quidditch jersey is 7.
And in the movie, It's Crumb's Quidditch number and the number on the back of Harry's task.
He's wearing his Quidditch robes for that, so Cedric. Cedric's number, I think, is also 7. I don't know. Anyways, it's pretty
good. Those are his Quidditch robes?
Yeah.
I thought those were just the ones given to him.
Oh, whatever they are. They have the number 7 on them. And the 7 years at Hogwarts, Voldemort's 7 Horcruxes. Oh, my God.
Assuming
that there are 7 Horcruxes, you know, Voldemort might have slipped up and made 8.
Yeah, because when he made Harry, he might have already made 7.
But we're assuming on the basis that Voldemort made Harry a Horcrux.
Unintentionally.
Yeah.
And so now he has 8, so he's not as powerful as he thought he was.
Well, since, like, 1 is destroyed, he now has 7 again.
But he still made 8.
Whatever, anyways.
Horcrux is only 1/8 of him.
Yeah.
Even though there's only 7 left.
More recurring themes.
Of course, that would totally suck if Harry was a Horcrux.
Yeah, it would. He'd have to be destroyed.
Let's go kill Harry!
Woo! No, just kidding, just kidding. Yeah, okay.
Even though Harry can be thickheaded and annoying at times, he's still cool.
Dumbledore's man through and through. You can't hate him for that.
Yeah, you can. I think they should make, like, a virtual Hogwarts, like, as a video game, but online so everyone can go.
Yeah.
No, and just, not necessarily online, because then you'd have, like, so many students. Or maybe make a Beauxbatons and Durmstrang, too.
Yeah.
Because you know there's some fans out there who'd rather go to Durmstrang and Beauxbatons.
Yeah. So I would go to, if I could go to Hogwarts, I would go to Durmstrang.
Yeah, I'd go to Durmstrang.
And I think one of the things I actually didn't like about Goblet of Fire, switching topics really fast, is that having made Durmstrang an all-guys school and Beauxbatons an all-girls school.
They pronounced it Beauxbatons.
Beauxbatons, whatever.
Well, they also said Accio, except in the video game they say Axio. So I'm saying, which one is which?
And I say Accio. I'm like, in Italian.
No, I think they say Accio.
Oh, okay.
Game.
Well, in Italian, the double C is Accio, so... But this isn't Italian, this is Latin. But assuming that Italian came from Latin, Latin would also be Accio.
Almost every language came from Latin. I'm studying that in some studies right now.
Okay.
Fun stuff. But, you'd think that the one in the movie would be correct because Joe is more involved with that.
Well, maybe. Okay, no. Why is 27?
27!
Why?
7.
Oh.
Smart boy,
Okay.
Real smooth.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think whatever's gonna happen, I think the operating in and out of Hogwarts thing, recurring theme, probably plays, like, the biggest role in the 7th book. I also think the green eyes thing, how everybody comes to Harry's like, you look just like your dad, except you have green eyes. I think that's gonna play a part. But how can green eyes play a part? You know, I'm contradicting myself here.
I love how in the movies Dan isn't wearing green contacts all the time.
That's funny. Yeah,
he wore them in the first movie.
In the fourth movie.
In the fourth.
Mm-hmm. Remember?
No. Yeah. I was paying attention to Draco going down crab's pants. That was funny.
Anyways, yeah, he did have green eyes. Third movie, not so much.
No, not really. Let's look at my posters. No, he's got blue eyes right there. Let's see. In the third movie? Does he?
Anyways, that's just the third movie.
Oh, whoops.
Well, let me check for the fourth movie.
Yeah, let's find out.
They're blue.
Well, Dan has blue eyes, but why can't they just keep green eyes? Green eyes play a part because they're Lily's
eyes.
Well,
I mean, I guess
it's kind of gross.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. We had just had peas and we're really crazy.
Yeah.
I am your father. I'm not weird. I promise. Okay.
I lied. I'm weird. Deal with it.
Yeah, we're crazy about Harry Potter.
Looks like a quatrefoil.
The reason.
sorry.
The reason that this podcast is a bit off is because first we just had pizza, and B, the time we're supposed to be podcasting.
We had Coke.
Time we're supposed to be podcasting, we're actually playing the video game.
Sorry.
And we got the vanishing cards.
Yeah, we got the vanishing cards.
And figured out why
they're called vanishing cards. They're vanishing cards because you only have like 3 minutes to get them, and then they just like disappear. Thank you, online cheat codes. And walkthroughs. Walkthroughs are my best friend.
Anyways, so look. Okay, so
yeah.
Okay,
you need to, at least rent the video game or borrow it from someone.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So that's it for today, this week, whatever.
Week. We'll we will see you in 2 weeks.
Totally. Christmas. Yeah.
Woohoo! I'm just asking for money so I can go to all the after Christmas sales and buy all my stuff.
Cause those are like better.
Yeah.
And like, while you British guys are staying at home for Boxing Day. Boxing Day is cool.
Because it relates to England, and England is cool. Because
England's where Harry Potter lives.
Dan, not Harry. Well, Harry too, I guess.
And Dan. And Tom Felton.
Tom Felton.
Okay, England is cool.
Yeah, England. The UK. The UK is cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm not exactly sure where Tom lives. He's smart, hasn't posted it on the internet. Very smart, I might add.
You know what?
That's okay.
So send in you guys.
Please, or just tell us to
just
stop.
Tell us feedback. Christmas carols, wonky Christmas carols. We're probably gonna make some up too.
Yeah.
Just for kicks.
Yeah.
Got ideas.
Ooh, ideas. You got ideas? Ideas are good.
Yeah, ideas, you can send those in too.
Yeah, and topics, because you know we're at a loss for what you want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys wanted to talk about some really weird random topic.
Pansy.
If you guys wanted to talk about pansy, or like pansies in the movie, or guys who act like pansies, or whatever.
Isn't Pansy supposed to be a blonde?
No.
Oh. In fix, she is.
Shush.
No. Well, you guys should read my fic. I'm gonna post the link or the website.
Oh yeah, starting next week. Okay, so if you guys have any good like fan fiction, I know you guys read Harry Potter fan fiction, so if you've heard of a good fan fiction, you can email us. Just a minute. Starting next week, we'll have Harry Potter fan fiction awards, but the catch is we have to get the author's approval before we actually give them.
Yeah, before we.
So if you're an author, you know, just
like me, I think I should get the first award.
Hush.
Okay, maybe not.
Anyways. So, that's that. So, send in all your stuff, because we really want to hear it. Otherwise, the show will go...
No. I can't whistle. Darn it, Anyways. See, I've got braces, so I can't whistle that well anymore. My friend can do it really well.
Anyways. So, I guess that's it for today. It's really short.
No, not really. It's 30 minutes. Not bad.
Shorter than the last one, anyways. Yeah. Last one, we were like, goblin fire, goblin fire,
woohoo! And don't worry, we're still, goblin fire, woohoo!
It's been nearly a month. Nearly a month. Anyways, sadly, I think that's the end. I'm Shuja.
I'm Blair.
OP out. The following is slightly adult content. Okay, so I bet you guys were just, like, itching to know what we were, like, laughing uproariously about, and we actually still are very tickled about this. So
Tickled? No.
Okay, rolling on the floor laughing.
No, not even that. But, you know, getting to the point, it's still funny.
Okay, so you know when you're talking about, like, beating Voldemort up, Blair?
And kicking.
And kicking him. Blair?
I just happened to think of the fact of kicking him in his nice little special place.
Anyways, special place. That's what kind of got us cracked.
Yeah, that's what was funny.
So just to explain it to you.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
See ya.